Senator Catherine Cortez Masto raised issues about a depository placed so close to Nellis Air Force Base and in earthquake country. Governor Steve Sisolak calls Yucca Mountain a, quote, unsound, unsafe, costly mistake. But how costly? Congresswoman Dina Titus says a lot.
In 2008, DOE estimated that without major interruptions and if the nearly 400 contentions raised by the state of Nevada are somehow adjudicated and dismissed, it would still take $1.66 billion just to complete the licensing process.
The toxic waste would be transported on trucks through 44 states and Washington, D.C. If it's licensed, the depository would cost an additional $96 billion to construct. Daniela Cennino, News Talk 780, KOH.